Hello there, family. Welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time checking us out, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you do it, not in that order, but make sure you at least do those three things. That way, you can stay up to date with the latest content that we are going to be sharing with you. And trust me, you do not want to miss it. And so, if you're just not tuning in, this is Transformed and Renewed, where we typically go live typically every Thursday around 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That may be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. When it comes to Pacific, looking at about 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So one of the things that I will say is we have basically come to the end of the year. And one thing that I do want to recap is we have talked about a lot of different topics. And I don't know if you have been taking notes of the topics that we have discussed, but a lot of them are actually, if you were to put them together, so starting all the way from January, whichever day it was when we did our first episode of this year, all the way up until now, we talked about a lot of different topics, anywhere from how I overcame a cold when I actually had a cold twice this year, and some of the things that I did to overcome a cold. We also talked about just facts about the food industry. We talked about sugar. Is it really good for you? Talked about organic and conventional foods, even showing you the research and some of the tables that basically compare the two. And that way you can make that decision, because I like to share information, but one thing I don't really like to do or care to do is to tell you my opinion about something in terms of making you make a decision based on that, because that wouldn't really be healthy. And so I like to just share the information with you, and that way you can make the decision on your own with the information that is presented, okay? And I want you to know that any information that I present to you, as true as I can present it, and if there's more information, I will share that with you. I have no reason to withhold any information from you. So we talked about some of those things. We even talked about how you can stay on track in terms of your health and some of your fitness goals, because for many people, you can start off a year like we are approaching January in roughly a couple of days, and many people start off with a lot of resolution goals, and somewhere, not probably during January, you realize that it is not working, and then you feel like, you know what, this year is just a bomb, and it's still January. And how can the year be a bomb or just lame because you feel like you haven't succeeded? So I talked about different topics because I know that most of the topics that we talk about, these are still some of the problem topics that people still struggle with. So again, if you haven't watched any of those episodes, make sure that you do go back and tune into them, because there's likely some piece of information that you can take, apply, and say, you know what, I didn't think about it from that perspective. And trust me, a lot of things, again, that I share with you, I have actually applied myself, okay? I wasn't always this slim. I was actually a lot chunkier, okay? Throughout my years, even as a younger man, I found myself being heavy set, then went through a stage of being lean, and then now I'm heavy. Now I am slim again, and then I'm lean again. So that is kind of what we are dealing with. Let's see. We are. Give me 1 second, family. Okay. You're right. Sorry about that, family. Camera switched up on me, but this show is not going to stop. Okay. All right. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you in terms of different topics that we covered. So again, talked about, you know, how you can overcome a cold, talked about how you can really just have a bigger influence when it comes to your overall fitness goals or even your health goals. And a lot of times it is just a matter of really sticking with your goals. Most of the times people may overthink it in terms of, you know what, I need to basically change something. You know, I didn't do this correctly. It may have been that, but to be honest, when it comes down to it, you just have to be consistent and you have to show up, okay? I can't really make it more complicated than that because it is as simple as that can get. Because when you really are consistent and you pretty much have a game plan and you stick with that game plan, sometimes people may feel like, you know what, this game plan is pretty much boring. So let me really spruce it up. You can spruce it up, but the main thing is, are you being consistent? Okay. Are you really doing the same things? Because typically, if you're not consistent, then you're going to see results that are that kind of fluctuate. So you may lose weight, but you may also gain weight because you're also not consistent with how you actually or what led you to losing that weight. You may say, well, why do my weight fluctuates, or why do I feel like I'm always sick sometimes? I have a headache. It's like a migraine. My stomach feels like it's hurting all the time. Why do I feel that way? And a lot of times there may be a lot of triggers, or there may be a lot of factors that are pretty much evident, but you just haven't seen them because you are distracted. And so when we talk about some of the topics in terms of really being able to be more aware, okay, of what you're eating, just the environment, this can play a role with how you can really move forward or how successful you are with your health goals. Okay. And so a lot of these topics, again, that I covered, we're definitely going to cover again. And we're also going to cover them from a slightly different perspective. Same information, nothing complicated at all, but information that is going to help you to say, you know what? Okay, I got it. I got it. Now I need to apply it, okay? And so when we really think about this year, and again, if you haven't watched some of the topics or even some of the topics that I mentioned, make sure you go back, check out those videos that we have done from this year, even from January, whatever the date is, episodes from January all the way up until this month, December. And I can guarantee you that there's going to be something there that you didn't think about. And again, through a lot of those, at least during the mid section, whether it was from February, during maybe September, October, focused on a lot of research, and I showed you the screenshots as well as live view of some of the articles and even some of the tables of the research. So that way, when you're actually going back and looking at the videos, you can actually have a reference point in terms of saying that Jared wasn't making this up, okay? And I'd have no reason to make up information, especially when your health is on the line, people. I want you to know that when it comes down to it, I will share as much research with you as possible because I want you to understand this information, but I also want you to make well-informed decisions, okay? Because it's hard to make the best decisions when you really don't know what is going on, okay? So with that said, we do have a couple of announcements. Last week, I briefly talked about how we are going to be doing some coaching sessions. And we're going to be doing that because a few months ago, I was able to get certified. And that is important to me because I always want to make sure that, you know, whoever I'm coaching or giving information with, you always want to understand, you know, what type of credentials do you have before you're telling me to do something? Because again, you have a lot of people who claim to be experts or claim to have all of the information. And I'm not going to ever tell you that I am, that I know every single little detail, but I can tell you that there are some things that I know that you can add to your toolbox that can help you. Now that I can tell you, as well as I can tell you that you know, when it comes down to the coaching session, you know, one of the other announcements that I didn't share last week, drum roll, is that soon, and it's not actually today, but if you're watching this, you can actually get a head start before the promo is actually released. But we are actually going to be offering free consultation services initial, okay? I have to make that very clear, initial. And again, the promo is going to pretty much provide more detail about this, but we're going to have a promotion, and we're also going to have certain details about how you can actually take advantage of these free consultation, okay? First initial free consultation. So that is the big news. So once we are really up and running and looking at probably between January to March, anywhere between that time, we're going to be releasing that promo. And so make sure you stay tuned for that, because if you miss it, then that's it. But we're going to be offering that to a certain number of individuals, typically the first. We haven't really defined that number, but as long as you are within the first 2 or 3, you're actually good. So that means you got to be very quick. You have to be very quick, okay? Because, you know, if you were to look at everyone who has been following us, it's been growing. And so I share that with you just to let you know that in case you're saying, you know what, I really do want to get some consultation services and I'm really liking the content that you're sharing, then this is an opportunity for you to really take advantage of. And so once we actually release this promo, then that is the countdown for you to really act. Again, we're going to have some details about how you can actually take advantage of this promotion or this promotional of being able to get your first consultation, initial consultation free. And this is also going to be geared towards, you know, those who are really serious about, you know, really improving, as well as being able to tackle some of their health goals, but have found it to be a struggle. So again, this hasn't been fully released yet, but it is coming soon. Again, that we are going to be offering free initial consultations, okay? And then we're also going to have some details around this. So make sure that once this is released, you kind of already know that I've shared this information with you, so that way you are not taking too much time, because again, once this information is quick and however, you know, many people we decide to designate, that list is likely going to fill up quick. So if you want to be able to take advantage of that, make sure you act quickly, okay? And so again, family, we didn't have much information to share on this one. But again, I hope that you have enjoyed the content that we have shared with you throughout this year. Hopefully it has helped you with your health goals, that you've taken some of the topics that we've shared with you, you've applied it, you shared it with others, you feel like, you know what, this is some good information, or this is some information that I really didn't think about that can help. And, you know, another person could say, you know what, I really appreciate you sharing that with me. And that is pretty much what I like for you to do, is to share that with others, because again, I want you to know this information, but not only know it for yourself, but to be able to share it with others. Okay. So with that said, again, as we approach a new year, basically 2024, of course, we're going to be doing some newer things, and we're going to pretty much not change too much here, because I know sometimes change can leave a bad taste in people's mouth. So I want you to know that we're going to, you know, continue to improve. And I want you to always make sure you share your feedback with us. You can go on our website, robody.org, fill out the contact form, share any information or feedback that you have for us, as well as you can also DM or even drop a comment, drop a line for us on our social media. We would appreciate that, especially if you have some comments, things that you may say, you know what, I really like this, or I really don't like that, or I really would like to see this, or, you know, what do I think about X, Y, and Z? Again, if you do ask me for my opinion, I'll share my feedback, but from a perspective where it's mainly neutral as well as what I know about it, but never to the point where I'm trying to influence you to make a decision, because I always want you to have the information as it is, so that way you can make that decision for yourself. Okay. So with that, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. Again, family, we just wanted to wrap up, and I also wanted to explain last episode of this year. Okay. So if you're looking at the title saying, you know what, last episode of this year. Okay. I have to keep you guessing. So this is just the last episode for this year. Okay. So make sure you tune in next time, next Thursday, for us as we go live again. But again, this is the last episode of this year. So if you're watching, snap, snap. Yes, yes. We have made it to the end of the year. And I want you to celebrate. You may say, where am I celebrating? I haven't even hit my goals. Celebrate that you're still here, okay? That is a blessing. And that is a blessing to know that you have another opportunity. You have opportunities to, you know, meet more goals, okay? So what if you didn't hit the goal or meet the goal that you planned out for? You hit a goal of making it to this year, okay? And that is glory to God, okay? So again, hope that you have a happy new year, or I should say a blessed new year. Blessed couple of days leading up to the new year. That is what I'm going to say. So instead of happy, we're going to say we hope that you have a blessed new year. And I hope that you make sure you lock this into your calendar. Next Thursday, we are going live again. Okay. So make sure you stay tuned, family, because again, you never know when that promo can release and you don't want to be left hanging out. So if you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that like, share, and subscribe button. Like and subscribe, and then also share. You can even drop a comment. We appreciate that. But make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, because we really do appreciate that. Till next time, family, I hope that you are enjoying your day, morning, evening, wherever you are. And until next time, I will talk with you later.